In the name of Jesus, the promised Messiah, amen. I can see the heaters are on this side, right? Everyone's on this side today. It's a little cold. It's good we got a reading today with a little warmth, and you could say a little bit of a punch, even. Fighting spirits for the Lord, for His power. Our Old Testament reading today from Micah, but you, O Bethlehem, who are little Bethlehem, you shall come forth the ruler of Israel, whose origin is from of old, of ancient of days. The famous Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Now, if you're from New York, you're not used to being from a little place. But I come from a little place. A little place in Illinois, so little you've probably never heard of it. Kankakee or Chabance, Illinois. I doubt any of you have heard of it. You're probably not even sure where Illinois is. And it's Illinois, not Illinois. That's right. That's really offensive for those from Illinois. But who would know here in New York? Because we're in New York, and not just New York. We're in downtown Manhattan. We're in the center of it all, aren't we? And it can be easy to miss what God is doing. You see, God doesn't start his story of salvation, the New Testament, in Rome or in Jerusalem. Or in any of the grand cities of the time, the New Yorks of the ancient world, but a little town of Bethlehem. I don't know about you, but I love cheering for the underdog. If you're like me, you like a good underdog story, don't you? Do you know some? You know, one of the great underdog stories that comes to mind is a miracle story. Some of you might remember it, 1980, the Miracle on Ice. It's good for a winter day like this. Somehow the Americans here in New York, the Olympics, beat the Russians. It was amazing. They weren't supposed to do it. This underdog story. What do we refer to it today? A miracle. The Bible is full of underdog stories that are miracles, that are unexpected. We look back now and we can kind of see it that way, but when you're in it, it's the underdog. You don't think it's going to happen. The Bible's full of these stories. Think about it. Can you think of some? David, little David, and big Goliath. Everyone laughs at David, the shepherd boy from Nowheresville. He takes down the giant. There's Esther of all, queens, kidnapped, who's taken to a foreign land in a country not her own, a refugee, Esther, who becomes the great queen and savior of her people. Out of nowhere, David, Esther. And now at Christmas, little town of Bethlehem. From you, little Bethlehem, scripture says, God promises the savior of the nations, Jesus Christ. And it's in Bethlehem where Jesus, the savior, is born. Mary, Jesus' mother, sings about it this way. We heard in our gospel reading, God has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones. He has exalted those of humble estate. In other words, God raises up the underdog. God lifts up the lowly. God is with the underdog. The Bible calls this the fullness of time. God sent his son born of a woman, Mary, in this fullness of time. And this fullness of time was full of pride and power and greed, full of it. Maybe not all that different from today. There's the Roman Empire, there's the great network of roads, but not from Rome or even Jerusalem, but little Bethlehem. Not from the rich or the highly educated, simple parents, Mary, a young woman, Joseph, a father scared but told by the angel what to do, as any young father would be in this situation. The Holy Spirit is conceived in Mary. Everyone thinks, think about this, think about the underdog situation of Mary. Everyone thinks Mary is unfaithful. Sure, from an angel, Mary, we know that's not how someone becomes pregnant. And Joseph knows this too, and an angel has to appear to Joseph and tell him what God is doing. And Joseph is with Mary in this difficult, shameful time. Everyone talks about it in the pews in Nazareth. Everyone knows about Mary, who has been arranged to Joseph for years. How shameful! What an underdog story. Mary was more faithful than anyone could see. Faith is not always seen, is it? Mary is faithful. She does what God says exactly. And Mary and Joseph are simple, young, not from money, let's say, from Nazareth. And this is where it gets even more as you go into the scripture, the underdog story. You know, Nazareth isn't even mentioned in the Old Testament. They have to go to Bethlehem to be counted, taxed by Caesar, taxes of all things, as if pregnancy in this way wasn't enough. And they have to go for a foreign oppressor, Rome at the time. And when they get there, if it couldn't get worse, right? We know the details. Jesus is born in a manger, a feeding place. There's no room for them in the house or any house. God loves a good underdog story. Jesus is the greatest underdog story of all time. In Jesus Christ, God brings down the mighty from their thrones. God himself is wrapped in swaddling cloths. From the throne of heaven to a feeding stall in Bethlehem. The book of Philippians in the New Testament puts it this way. It reflects on this for us. It says, "Let this mind be of you, which is in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not just good to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took on the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself, the underdog, became obedient unto death, even death on the cross, as if this birth wasn't shameful enough, naked, cursed on a tree, for his mother to behold. Wherefore, because of this, wherefore God has highly exalted him." God lifts up the humble. "He has given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, every tongue confess, like we do today, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let this mind be among you," Paul says. That's the mind of the underdog. That's the mind of the humble. That's the mind of the fighter. That's the mind that anything is not impossible. Jesus himself says in Matthew 19:26, "With God all things are possible." Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." This is transforming faith. This is the faith of Mary against all odds. This is the faith that Jesus shows and perfects for us against all odds on the cross and resurrection from the tomb. Even in death can't hold him. Transforming faith like this faith is our faith. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The Lord has done great things for us. It's a good message for a day when everyone's kind of huddled up in the cold. It's a good message, right? Where we're sort of huddled up. And when you're kind of huddled up with daily life, you can forget all this, can't you? Life just keeps moving. It's easy to move from day to day and maybe stuck in powers and situations it seems beyond our control. Or even this huddled little community. How can we have any power? As Christians, we face the daily struggle of this, keeping this mind among us, of repenting of our sin, of our sickness, of our worry, of all that would keep us from this transforming faith and power in our lives, to move us forward all the way to life everlasting. Each day brings that chance for Jesus, the underdog, to be fighting in us and for us and through us. For each of us to be that underdog story of Jesus today. That somehow, some way, Jesus who died on the cross is at work in us. Paul says, it is no longer I who lives, but that Jesus who is crucified in me. That we live for him and for others. That in giving our lives to something greater than ourselves, we're caught up in this wonderful story of God raising up the humble and giving us grace upon grace. That's a story. It's a movement from the beginning. One underdog at a time. David, Ruth, Esther, Elizabeth, Zechariah, Mary, Peter, James, John. I could go on and on. You see, God loves even them, and most of that crowd that I just mentioned at times was unlovable. And no matter what the age, transforming faith from Elizabeth, who's much older, to Mary, who's much younger, there's an underdog. There's a quality of faith. I like a good underdog story like that. It reminds me of what could be, doesn't it? What could be. Sometimes giants do fall. Goliath, the devil, death, it falls. Sometimes the little guy gets the glory, Jesus. When we go to the cemetery, isn't that the message? That this underdog of death will not take us down. We are lifted up to eternal life. Absolutely. Transforming faith. The mighty powers of this world all will fall one way or another. They all have to finally bow to Jesus, the one who rules it all. And what seems mighty, sin and temptation, the fear that casts us down, is no match for that simple faith. That humble faith, that faith in Jesus who can make all things possible. Right? What is insurmountable in our lives? What is insurmountable in your life right now? What can't you just kind of tackle? What's there as that obstacle? With God, all things are possible. Do you believe it? Mary did, against all odds, against everyone else talking against her. She believed. Say and live that faith. Mary sings it against all odds. God has lifted up the lowly. Mary sings that God has scattered the proud in the hearts, the imaginations of those hearts, scattered them in their own proud longings of what they could accomplish on their own and what they don't connect to God who accomplishes way more than we could ever imagine. God doesn't want us lost in our own hearts. He wants our hearts open to receive and be enlarged by what he does. Hearts set in Jesus can beat that impossible. God's heart is open to us after all in Jesus. The heavens are open in Jesus. The heavens which declare to the shepherds, to you this day is born a Savior. Hearts open to us when we hear that message by the Holy Spirit. God takes pride in that message. In accomplishing his love for us. For as scripture says, even when we are weak, we are strong. God shows his work that way. His power is sufficient. He's proud of that work in us and through us and for us. One Christian even put it this way, who loved a good underdog story, a great missionary of the past, said, we're to attempt great things. But we're also to expect great things. Attempt it, expect it, trust it, believe it. Don't lose sight of the little works of love. They add up over a lifetime, just as scripture adds up, one underdog at a time. It's always worked that way in the faith. It works that way now. Transforming faith in Christ is living and active. That we would receive this adoption as sons in his family. This underdog story of salvation becomes our family story, the impossible possible through Christ. Scripture is a great benediction of this, full of them. And the benedictions are like final fight songs for us. A fight song. A miracle. Like even today, a miracle on ice, a miracle for us. Here's one of the best fight songs that Scripture ends on for us, the God who fights for us and is with us. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly, did you catch that? Exceedingly, abundantly, above what we could even ask for. He does way more. For that power that works in us, to God be the glory in the church, that's you, through Jesus Christ, from generation to generation, forever and ever.